How did Ty Montgomery get through the week?
He's doing good. Practice yesterday. We'll see how he is today. And I'm hopeful he'll practice tomorrow. But he looks looking much better. It's good to have him out there.
Any hope for Corey?
I would say he'll be hard-pressed.
Offensive line, the health of them, just in general, going into this week?
Well, they're getting better. I mean, they're obviously got a number of guys fighting through some things. So today's always a pretty good indicator where they are because of the heavy load that we had yesterday with the padded practice. So, you know, I'll see how they come through today. And, I get that report usually about 3 o'clock. So we're making progress.
Mike, you mentioned Eddie being rejuvenated, earlier in the week. How did he get through it?
He's doing good. I mean, he's had 2 good days of practice, and needs just like our rest of our team, he's just continuing to work hard, prepare, make sure we're focused on little things. Potentially, we may have a wet Sunday, so we did the wet ball drills and things like that yesterday, and we got to take care of the football. We got to do a better job than we have the last 2 times we've lined up.
Mike, when you watched the Detroit second half of the Detroit game on tape, could you see examples of improvement in the passing game?
Definitely. We're getting better. I think Richard Rodgers really jumped out. And the second half, particularly what we're going through up front, I thought our front guys did a good job of keeping us in the run-pass mix, and that's the way you want to be. So, but we definitely improved and made some big plays. We had the big sack fumble by Julius, so we were able to take advantage of it there with the touchdown.
Thanksgiving night?
Well, we're minus 2, right? So I think that says a lot. We had some opportunities on the football. Didn't get them. And, the one fumble was pure sloppy. And we had the one route that got knocked off. So we got turnover ratio will be a big factor in this game.
I know starters are starters for a reason, but you feel pretty good with the way that JC's played at that position?
JC's doing a fine job, so we haven't missed a beat with him in there.
I mean, got some experience with him, but is this what you expected out of him?
Absolutely. I mean, JC's a fine football player, so he's very conscientious. He's on top of everything, and you would expect nothing but that from him. I mean, his professionalism is as high or higher than as high as anybody on our football team.
Mike, we've seen the drop off when elite quarterbacks across the league go out, have to be replaced by a backup or set of backups. Have you seen the impact with receivers too, like the elite receivers when they don't have their go to quarterback, I guess? I mean, and I guess I bring that up with Dez Bryant. Have you seen that with not having Romo out there?
Yeah, I haven't studied the whole season. Obviously Dez was hurt earlier. So I mean they've had some moving parts. But every quarterback has relationships, particularly with the number one receiver. So I think that's a normal – that'd be normal for that to happen.
What have you thought of Castle?
Good player. So, I mean, just very conscientious. He's experienced. I think people forget how much football he's played. So he commands the offense very well. And, I thought he did a very, very good job Monday night against Washington.
Mike, going back to JC for a second, I mean, you guys spent so much time with him the previous offseason preparing him. Then he has the injury. How did he handle all that, just keeping his nose down and working?
He's here every day. I mean, he's clearly, I'm talking about offseason. His level of professionalism is, like I said, it's probably one of the highest on our football team. So he's the same guy every day. His tremendous work ethic. So, I mean, he's always preparing himself, whether it's hydration, whether it's game plans, things like that, and special teams. I mean, he's a very, very professional young man.
Any concern for Perry, or are you just kind of being safe with him yesterday?
I will see tomorrow. Nick's situation will come down to tomorrow.